I am.
Blog Talk Radio.
If I get out of that. Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from the studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here today. And this is the new month for African History Month. We like to say Habari Gani to our old friends, and we like to say greetings to our new friends. Once again, we are greeting each and every one of you, and please mark your calendars for the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. That is African New Year's Day for the African family. That is when we bring in the new year by praying in the new year. Once again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Our topic this month that we're working on is dealing with seed to feed. And we will be talking about a host of things. We're going to be talking about how we can plant and how we can garden, getting involved in sustainability, and a whole host of things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been a part of sustainability, then you ought to get involved, because sustainability is for everyone, and we are going to have to feed our nation. So therefore, we are going to have to learn what is best for us when we are attempting to create holistic health foods. We don't want to have inferior foods, so therefore, we got to learn how to plant, how to garden. We've got to also learn that it's very important that we should be able to plant healthy foods. So therefore, we've invited a couple of people to come on to talk about healthy foods and how we can live with hoop houses and what we need to do to create hoop houses. And if you're not familiar with hoop houses, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you hold on to your seats and get prepared to learn about hoop houses. That's something brand new, a new term, hoop houses. And we're talking about dealing with creating a spot to grow our green vegetables and getting involved with making sure that we are getting all of the nourishment out of the soil. And we know that our soil has been rancid. We know our soil has lost its top soil. So therefore, we are experiencing a crisis, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, a crisis. So we have to make sure that we start planning ahead of time to get in the opportunity to learn about organic gardening. Now, I don't know if any of you had a chance to go out to my website. I am now featuring a website entitled Omi Inca's Broadcaster, Organic Broadcaster. And I want you to understand that that broadcaster is all about having good foods and enjoying good foods. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you just bear with me for one second here, we are trying to make sure that you don't leave us, because we have some people, I think, out in the foyer there. If you just hold for one second, hold tight, we'll be right back. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And we have two featured guests that was going to be with us this month. And I'm trying to make sure that I can see them in the atmosphere and bring them on board. So just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, because sometimes it gets to be a little difficult trying to bring them in. Now, how is everybody doing this evening? And how is the family? How are the children? This is a new month for us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the month that we start to talk about issues that pertain to women. And as you know, our last featured program was about talking about women having problems with Planned Parenthood. And also, there was a discussion by Mrs. Lorraine who talked a little bit about the MIAFA. The MIAFA, can you say that? That MIAFA was just like the Holocaust, and she was trying to introduce us to a brand new term. So now, if I can't see them on out there today, and we can't seem to get their hands up, then we'll just have to do something else, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that they're probably sitting out there in the audience and they can't say anything, but if you guys can hear me out there, know that I am viciously trying to bring you on. Now, we've had a lot of problem with getting on, and I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. It seems as if they're sending us to all the media to try to get on, and then when I go to the media, then they're sending me back. So we're doing the best we can here, and I know they work hard to try to keep the technology up, but somewhere along the line, I don't know if this is intentional or if this is just an accident of some sort. But, and they keep saying, oh, dear, something has gone wrong. What could it be? What could the matter be, right? So, for those of you who are listening out there in the audience, we would be able to play you some music, but we cannot get to our screen. And we don't want to lose you, so just hold tight and just go along with us, and we'll get everything together soon. And how was everybody's weekend? If you can speak to me, please speak to the radio, because I cannot see anyone. Trying fiercely hard to get in here so I can see some people. Now, whatever it takes to get in here, that's what I'm doing. And if Blog Talk could help me out a little bit, that would be great. Here we are. And we're on. Thank you. We're live. Let me go to my caller and greet them.
Yes, over here.
Hello, caller number. Can you hear me? We finally got in here. Is this Sister Lorraine?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Salam alaikum. How are you?
Walaikum salam. Hello, brother. Is this brother Robert? Is this brother Robert? Is this brother Robert? Hello, brother Robert. Hello, brother Robert. Okay. Brother Robert, are you there? Okay, Sister Lorraine?
Yes, is Brother Tate on? I guess because they waited a long time, maybe they got discouraged.
They wouldn't let me, once again, they wouldn't let me on, and I'm in somebody else's house. Okay, now, is Brother Tate number 574844?
No, it's number 3330355.
Okay, so could that be Brother Robert's phone number?
I think so. Hold on. Let me see what's going on, Brother Tate.
Okay, Brother, Sister Lorraine.
Yes, I'm trying to get them now. Hold on.
Okay. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we finally made it on. Thank you so much, Blog Talk, for bearing with us and getting us online today. We certainly appreciate it. And we have Brother Tate in the audience. And Brother Tate, we're going to see if we can bring him right into the lecture.
Oh, so is he on? Is he on? Is he in the queue?
Okay, I see 302-357-48. I'm going to bring whoever that is on.
Not him. His is 302.
Okay, you're in the atmosphere. Okay, Sister Lorraine, I guess he hasn't come in yet, so we're going to just rehash and finish up and close up on the topic that we were talking about before. And if you can give us a closure on the Maya, and then if Brother Tay does call back in, then he can resume with the discussion.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sister Lorraine Muhammad talking to us about the Mayafa. So we're going to ask her to give us a summary of the discussion that we had earlier on Tuesday. Sister Lorraine, you're in the atmosphere. Sister Lorraine? Hello? Hello, Sister Lorraine? Well, you know, the games are starting to play again. I don't know what kind of games they got going on, but they got her out here, but they won't let her speak. But nevertheless, Sister Lorraine talked about the Maya. Sister Lorraine, are you there?
Yes, Brother Tate's having problems trying to get in. He said he's going to try to jump in. I don't know what happened to Brother Robert.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and ask you to do the closure on the Maya since you're in the room, and then that way we can utilize this time, okay? You have the atmosphere. And she's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the Maya.
Okay. Peace, everyone. And I just wanted to say that Maya means genocide in Swahili. That's the word of Maya. There are too many questions that need to be explained on why Planned Parenthood is 65% in African American neighborhoods. Now, when you say, what is Planned Parenthood? And what is Planned Parenthood all about? And is it friendly for us and our neighborhoods? The question will be, no, it's not. It's not friendly. It's nothing to think that that's some place where you can go and get good advice. Planned Parenthood is one of the places where our young women and young men would go for advice, but they will be find out that more black babies are aborted than are born. Blacks, once the largest minority, are now second largest. Aborted than blacks who have died from AIDS, accident, crimes, cancer, and heart disease combined. Aborted than any other group. 35% of U.S. abortions are done on black women. But blacks are only 12% of the population. Married black women abort 4.4 times more than married whites. Aborted each week more than twice as many as lynched by the KKK in its entire history. Why all abortions? Planned Parenthood has recently attacked black families for decades. Margaret Sanger, you can go on, pull her up on YouTube or Google her name, is MarGaretSanger. She's the founder of Planned Parenthood. She promoted her evil idea that black people are unworthy of reproducing and should use contraceptives.
Now, Sister Lorraine, I did have a chance to go out and get the videotape, and I noticed in some places the videotape was taken down and removed.
Yeah.
I know this is heartbreaking for the audience to find out that we're still in the 21st century are experiencing this. And somehow I know that if we don't make it available for the audience to know about, then we're going to have a problem where the audience will not believe this is true because it's happening in the 21st century. Now, there's a lot that's going on in the 21st century. We're still experiencing slavery in the 21st century. It hasn't been abolished, folks, so it's still legal. So to be irate about the fact that people are pointing this information out, the Jews had a Maya, and we have a Maya We just don't know about it. And slavery is still called peonies, and that is still persisting now. One of the things that we want to bring to your attention is for family members to be conscious of the fact that women are having unnecessarily birth control methods enforced upon them, and also complete hysterectomies, which are unnecessary. So as a station, underwritten by Project 2019, we want to be an informative station to bring information that's current that you need to know. So we're an information sharing section. We're not trying to bash anyone or point the finger at anyone, but we're trying to point out there's some inadequacy and they may need to, these issues need to be addressed. And we're going to ask Sister Lorraine if she would also, we were going to reserve this day to talk about organic gardening and seeds. Since we were talking about our seed, the child, we incorporated that in there. However, we're going to talk a little bit about seed to feed, and that's a program that Sister Lorraine is involved in as well, and I want her to give us a little information on the seed to read program, the read to seed program.
The read to feed is combined of Kevin A. Muhammad, Robert E. Muhammad, and Brother Tate Muhammad, and myself. All of us, Brother Tate is for, he's an artist and he's an advocate for literacy, and Brother Robert is for the Hoop Farm. This is something that was coming down from Will Allen to show us how to build a hoop farm with compost. I'm not an expert on it, so I hope if he's in, if he could come and jump in on it. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened. But the farming and the land that we're getting and growing our foods are poison. So these poison foods that's going in with the pesticides that's going into our system is actually killing us. But if we grow our own food and for ourselves, we would actually know and live longer. I can't really speak on it because I know that's Brother Robert's specialty, so I only can speak for myself and a little
now
bit of knowledge.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit, Sister Lorraine, about the hoop house. I did put up on the website the hoop house.
Uh-huh.
So those of you who would like to go out there and look at the hoop houses, their Brother Robert is in the pictures on my slideshow, where he and another gentleman have created the hoop houses, and they're actually working with the organic gardens, the sustainability. From what I understand, Brother Robert works in the school system with developing youth to develop fresh fruits and produce these fresh fruits from organic gardening and to help them to manufacture and sell it. So what I want to bring to the community's attention is that we're all about self-help in this room. We're talking about sustainability, and we're talking about self-reliance. So when we can produce our own food, we can govern and control the quality of foods that we're eating so that we will be able to have mind, body, soul, and spirit so that we are existing in a situation where we are not unhealthy and living in unhealthy situations. So I want to make sure that everyone understands that during this month is the planting season. It's spring. Now, I also put something out called Seed to Feed. And that's an organization that Young Living is a corporation that I'm a part of in a multi-level business where we are actually able to get involved with seeds and trying to reproduce seeds. And there's a lot of gardening going on in the Young Livingston and Young Living, and I'm a part of that organization. So I invite Brother Robert on to share with us all of the avenues and programs he's working on in New Jersey. But what I can understand, there are several programs and initiatives he's getting involved in, some where they're at the school working with us, as well as working with the seniors out in the community. So for you seniors that are out there, I want you to understand hoop housing is nothing new. It's similar to the greenhouses where you can actually feed over four families with one greenhouse, and I would imagine you can do the same thing with the hoop houses. Now, these hoop houses, they're going to be working on trying to preserve the plants year-round, not just in the growing season, but year-round. That's one of the projects Brother Robert told me he was engaged in. Now, hopefully, if Brother Robert can come back onto the station and be able to give us that information, he was sort of kicked out of the room, so we didn't get a chance to speak to him today, but maybe he'll come back on for the next show. If you notice, we have less shows this month. On Tuesday and Thursday are days now. You want to jot that down for 5:30 and not throughout the week. Now, we are going to do a segment for our libation on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, because this is African History Month, excuse me, African New Year's Month. We're going to bring in the prayer, and we reserve the prayers so that we can use all this time to talk to our guests. Now, Sister Lorraine was trying to give you an overview of what we talked about in the past. She's also a part of the Read to Seed program with Brother Robert and Brother Tate. They are engaged in programs throughout the state. Brother Robert handles all of the gardening, whereas Sister Lorraine will also be working with the My Alpha and the families. That's why this fits in so well. And Brother Tate is one of our in-house resident hip-hoppers who specializes in teaching young children to read through hip-hop and books like Jet Ebony Magazine, books that children are generally interested in. So, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a reading room and literacy, we are all about pushing literacy and reading. I was very interested in what Brother Tate was doing with teaching our youth to read. There are so many youth, and Brother Robert, a little bit of his background, he too said that